The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live, and you are listening to one happy, happy camper. I tell you, what an unbelievable audience this is. Just incredible. Absolutely incredible audience. Now, we got a lot of things to talk about today. I've got a whole stack of stories that we will get through. Some important things that we need to know, learn, discuss. And by the way, it's Open Phone Friday, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. Again, 877-BOB-LIVE. But there is another number that is, right now, I think even more important, and that is 800-YES-WORD. Just a quick update on Bible League. Yesterday, we began our Bible League campaign, and we began the day with a goal of $12,000. Now, I'm a positive person. I'm an upbeat person. I am a glass half full person. I am the proverbial optimist. But I went into yesterday with, well, fear and trembling. If you're a regular listener, you know that five or six times out of the entire year, I come to you on behalf of a ministry that we here at WRFD are passionate about, and I personally am passionate about, because I won't do it unless I'm passionate about it. And I've checked it out top to bottom. I believe that they are doctrinally sound, financially sound, and they're doing something associated with the gospel. Well, $12,000 is a huge goal, largest goal of the year when we do these things. And we're in the middle of one of the biggest financial downturns in American history. We're surrounded by people who are unemployed, have lost their jobs, who are suffering financially and physically. And I knew this was going to be uphill. Now, again, this is from the optimist. And I just thought, well, we'll just trust God and take whatever comes, you know? Well, my goodness, you folks, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Because of your incredible generosity, we are now at 9,145 dollars. Can you keep a secret? When we went off the air yesterday, we were at about $1,500. After an entire day, dedicated the whole day to the Bible League, we had about $1,500. That was it. Now, the folks at Christian Healthcare Ministries had provided a $3,000 matching grant as a challenge to our listeners, to encourage our listeners. And again, I want to thank the folks at Christian Healthcare Ministries. These people care. It's not a business. They really do care, and they care about God's word and the gospel. And so when we ended the program yesterday, I thought, well, you know, what can you expect? We'll just thank God for. And then there's today. And because of Diane, Keith, Sarah, Craig, Cindy, Victoria, and Michael, because of their incredible generosity. Oh, and Alan also. Alan in Rising Sun, Ohio. We are now at $9,145. What yesterday looked absolutely impossible. I mean, seriously, humanly, yesterday it was absolutely impossible. And here we are now, we are only $2,855 away from our goal. $2,855. That's it. We're almost there. We're what? Way over three-fourths of the way there. So I just had to share that with you. I had to thank these wonderful heroes that have called 800-YES-WORD or have gone to thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com. And by the way, I want to remind you, you can give a monthly commitment. Yesterday, Linda in Columbus decided she wanted to give every month. Well, you may want to do that, and that's fine. But I just want you to know it seemed impossible yesterday. And now we are only $2,855 away from our goal. We're sending Bibles all over Asia. We're sending Bibles to the folks in the Philippines. We're sending Bibles to Christians in Indonesia. We're sending Bibles to Christians in China. We're sending, and by the way, where it's illegal. I don't even ask how the Bible League gets Bibles into China. You say, well, Bob, the biggest Bible printing company in the world is in China. Yeah, that's true. But they ship them all out of China. It's all about money. None of the people in China get those Bibles. Now get this. The largest Bible printing press in the world is in China. And yet the Christians in China have to have Bibles smuggled in from outside of China in order to get their own Bible. And somehow Bible League does that. And I'm not going to ask. I think it's better that I don't know. We're sending Bibles to India. We're sending Bibles to Malaysia. We're sending Bibles to Myanmar. We're sending Bibles to Nepal. We're sending Bibles to Sri Lanka, to Thailand, to Vietnam and Indonesia, where I just visited with the Bible League. Now, we are so, so much closer to our goal than we were just even an hour ago. It's in sight. Would you right now call 800-YES-WORD, $2,855? Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be incredible if we could knock out that 855 by the bottom of the hour? However, you know, eight people, $100 a piece, or somebody, $500, and another person, $300. I don't know. But it would be absolutely incredible if we could knock out, of the 2,855 that we need, if we could knock out the 855 by the bottom of the hour. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, I've got a lot of stories to discuss, but I'm hoping I have more good news. My goodness, what great news today. Thank you, thank you. Keep it up. Keep calling 800-YES-WORD. We're getting closer and closer and closer, more and more and more Bibles. 800-YES-WORD. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, the mainstream media is not happy because Americans are very pleased with the way the Trump administration is handling this crisis. And they're not happy. Oh, they are not happy at all. You see, the mainstream media and the liberal left hates Donald Trump more than they love truth and more than they love the health and well-being of people. All of the polls today are showing that Trump is receiving the highest approval rates of his entire presidency. And I want to say this carefully. I want to say it cautiously. During the primary season, when we had, 17 Republicans running for the nomination on the Republican side for president, I told you many times, Donald Trump was the bottom of my list, absolute bottom, last place. Not exaggeration. Those of you that are longtime listeners, you know. I was absolutely convinced he was a buffoon with bad hair. And I said it repeatedly on this program. I said it, no, we can't have Donald Trump. No, he can't get elected. No. Anybody but Trump. No, not Trump. He's a buffoon. He's a TV star. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's not very smart. I said all of those things. Boy, was I wrong. Now, he is very crude, very rough, more so than he should be. No doubt about that. I have not supported everything he has done. In fact, I have criticized him severely at times. But he is not a buffoon. He's a very smart man. You may not like him, you know, but he is not a buffoon. He shoots from the hip. He says things he shouldn't say. But he is anything but a buffoon. And his administration is handling this coronavirus exceedingly well. And the American public, overwhelmingly, in every poll that I've seen the last 2 days, agree. In fact, in 1 week, all of the major polls have flipped completely from a majority of people a week ago saying, we don't like what he's doing, we don't think he can handle it, to today, wow, we think he's doing a great job. It's amazing. It's been a complete flip in just a week. And rather than the news media going, you know what, we may not like the guy, but he's bringing America together. He's handling this well. We commit. Oh, no. At a press conference yesterday, the president and the members of his crisis response team were asked 4 different times that isn't he a racist for calling this a Chinese virus? 4 times. People are dying. People are losing freedom and liberty. People are losing their jobs. And the mainstream media is not obsessed with the truth and facts and are people getting better? Are they getting worse? It's, aren't you a racist because you called this a Chinese virus? ABC News' Cecilia Vega led the charge. In the press conference, she shouted out, why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? And then she said this, and I quote, there are reports of dozens of incidents of bias against Chinese Americans in this country. So in other words, because the president called it a Chinese virus, Chinese citizens in America are being beaten in the streets, dragged out of their homes. Really? And here's what the president said. I love this. She says, why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? There are reports of dozens of incidents of bias against Chinese Americans in this country. The president listened to her, and he simply said, because it comes from China. And she shouted, "Well, people say it's racist." The president said, "It's not racist at all. No, not at all. It comes from China. That's why." Some of you are old enough to remember the Hong Kong flu. Remember that? None of you are old enough to remember the Spanish flu. But throughout the history of epidemics and pandemics, a particular portion of the globe has often been used to describe whatever strain of flu because of where it originated. Now, with the Spanish flu, that's not where it originated, because from what I've read, the Spanish flu originated in China, but it was isolated in Spain, and so therefore it was called the Spanish flu. So again, she shouted out, "People say it's racist." Trump answered, "No, it's not racist at all. Not at all. It comes from China. That's why." And she shouted again, "And no concerns about Chinese Americans in this country?" Why should there be? And then three other times during the same press conference, other individuals in the press tried to nail the president as a racist because he called it the China flu. And of course, I don't know whether you saw it, you probably did. The mainstream media went crazy because someone took a snapshot of the notes from the press briefing, and coronavirus was marked out and China virus was written in. So that's where the virus originated. And the more I read, the more evidence there is that China could have stopped this thing in its tracks. But they hid it. They suppressed it. They didn't suppress the flu. They suppressed the knowledge of it. And because of that, this thing has grown worldwide as it is. Now, do we blame the Chinese people from that? Of course not. Who in their right mind would blame your Chinese neighbor or the owner of the local Chinese restaurant for a virus that started halfway around the world in China? And yet, the press is so upset that the president and his administration, Vice President Pence, should get a lot of credit for the way this is being handled. And the press is so upset that Donald Trump is actually handling this well. And they are flipping out. Hey, we're going into a break. Why don't you call 800-YES-WORD like Alan did? Alan in Wilmington, Ohio, called just a few minutes ago and made a very nice pledge. We are now $2,700 away from our goal. That's it. Help us get there. 800-YES-WORD. Call during this break. 800-937-9673.